Hi, my name is Denisha. Also go by Viva Monet.
Hi, my name is Tiara, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, aka Vari.
And welcome to The Cake.
The cake.
All right, welcome back to the Cake Podcast. I'm your host, Denisha. Also go by Viva Monet.
And I'm Tier, aka Sweet Tea.
I'm Vari, just Vari.
And today I would like to introduce you all to our special guest, Don Giovanni. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on, ladies?
Nothing much.
You know, just living. Living life.
Yeah.
On this fabulous weekday.
Everybody has a nickname. I'ma just be Dom G.
Dom G. Okay.
So no, with the like okay. G or
uh-huh.
G.
With a G.
Okay.
Dom Wait, G. See, what part was gonna have a B?
I don't know, cause it's Giovanni. I don't know.
Yeah, that, yeah like... could work.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Dom G.
How come Dom has a cool color in the background?
I saw that too.
That's not fair.
And it's like it's a music it's bright. Voice. Wait, what's right. What's that one called? Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't know.
You got the updated version.
It's because it was highlighting my.
Is it because like they're used? The app is used to us three being on here, so we get like the boring background.
The boring
he gets oh, the bright teal blue.
That's weird. But we all do have different backgrounds, and I know I did not set the background.
But all of them are just black, though.
No,
and his is blue. True.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it.
So do y'all see? So y'all have? I have an anchor. Tier has CDs. Mari has speakers.
Oh, I thought those was bubbles. I'm like, what is that?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this is how we're starting off this week. So, yes, how's everyone doing? How's everyone feeling? Can we go and describe one word that we're feeling for the week so far? Or just today, if you would like. I don't know. I'll be doing random stuff. I'll start if y'all want me to, because y'all was quiet.
One word? That's hard.
Yeah. Okay.
We could do it, but keep come on. You just gotta give us.
Okay. I got two words.
Okay, two words is cool too.
I got three words.
All right. The whole alphabet, the whole dictionary. Go ahead.
I'm feeling peaceful, and I'm feeling good vibes. Just good vibes all over.
You know that's really weird. You text me, you're like, "How are you here?" I don't like this place.
I did text you that, but that's because I had to settle in. Like now, actually, I still don't. I'm still indifferent, but I'm here with family, so it's a little different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
versus
but
just being there,
just being here, like and not having family, I'd be like, "What is this place?"
Yeah, I understand. I don't understand how people come here and live like.
Yeah,
like by themselves. I don't understand it. But anyway,
if you don't know where they're talking about, they're talking about the city in which we're from. So
yeah.
Tierra, how are you? What's one word to describe or a couple words to describe how you feel?
My week.
Mm-hmm.
I was really like happy today. But although this is a lot of words. But although the sun was out today,
one word she said.
I was happy.
A sentence.
I mean, you can elaborate if you like.
Listen, the sun was out today, and I feel like I'm not used to it right now, and so it kind of drained me.
Really?
So you were happily drained.
I was happy because I was like socializing today most of the time. But it was nice because I got to go, like, I enjoyed the sun pretty much a good amount. But I was, like, moving around, so I kind of got tired fast. So, yeah.
I think that's probably why you're tired, because you've been moving around a lot. And
yeah,
it was hot.
But
so
I
that makes
enjoyed
sense.
The sun. I really did enjoy the sun. Like, it made me happy. I feel like it put everybody in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. So, I was definitely in a good mood today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dom, how are you feeling? What's the word or two to describe how you feeling today? If you would like to...
Tell us.
Tired as hell. that describes it. It's been a long couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the promotion and putting out the
which we'll probably get into that later.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll definitely get into
about
that.
What you've been working on.
Yeah, because we definitely gotta talk about it.
No one knows who he is.
Oh no, I always forget to how am I feeling right now, today? Should I do right now or today? Okay, today, man, I actually don't have a word. I would say...
Indescribable.
I know! Okay.
Her day was just so glorious. She doesn't even know how to describe it. She's never felt so much bliss in her entire life.
Okay, I don't even want to just say a day. Like, I don't know. I've been kind of like... I don't know what the word is, but I've just been embracing this journey right now, and so I've just been grateful. Where a month ago I was like all over the place, right now I feel grounded and
alhamdulillah.
That's good.
Mari, what was that?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
it means I'm grateful. Arabic,
really? Oh my god, that's such a cool word. I thought you were playing.
You thought she was being funny.
I literally never heard that before. Can you say it again? I would like to learn it.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it. Now, don't ask me that. But
can't spell Arabic words. You write it in Arabic, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, technically, you are spelling it, but you write it in Arabic. We just don't know. But... Okay. Anyway, yeah. So, all right. Is there any updates that you all have? I mean, last week, I don't know. We were kind of talking about our week. Go ahead.
I feel like our weeks move so fast. I don't even remember last week. That's so terrible.
I know. I don't remember what happened last week at all.
Really?
We just move too fast. That just tells you what life does to you. You move so fast. You can't even soak everything in.
Mm-mm. All I remember was raining.
It was raining?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's just so much sun here. It's just sunny, 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 sunny. But it didn't rain a lot this year so far. Well, since there's no updates for real, we're going to get right into Eclectic, actually, because I don't know. I just really want to talk about it. And this is your work, Dom. This is your baby, something you've been working on. So what inspired Eclectic?
Well, before we do that, but who is Dom? We didn't get to introduce him really because.
Right.
Go ahead, Dom, and tell us who you are.
Yeah, who you are? Where are you from? What city you rep?
Because Eclectic could have been a lot of things. Eclectic could be a clothing line, Eclectic.
That is true. You're freaking right, Mari. Thank you.
Get some background info on Dom for our listeners out there.
Y'all pulling up on me, gangster, right now. Y'all like, what's it?
What's that you read?
But no, so I'm originally from the Chicago area.
The Windy City.
I moved out to California, like, I think it's 6 years now. Yeah. Because I moved out here in 2013. So I've been out here for a little bit. And pretty much I'm music producer, recording artist.
That's fun.
I do like a lot of like neo-soul, hip-hop, jazz, stuff like that.
Okay.
Cool.
So you put a project out called Eclectic.
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, let me get also in the backstory. So I know Dom so I went to this like art event back in, was it like January?
Yeah, it was in January.
It was like January, okay. So. And I was actually there with my cousin. I was actually there with my cousin he was promoting something for his business. And it was up on stage, him, you, Crystal, and some other people were performing. And I was like, okay, nice song, whatever. Then somehow we was connected. And then now, boom, we're friends. So,
right.
literally, that's how it happened. So, So, yes, eclectic. So, because I want to also get into your listening party too. So, yeah, what is eclectic? What is it inspired by? Why eclectic? Eclectic. What is it?
Okay, eclectic is like so awkward. Eclectic is like one of my favorite words.
I can see why.
What is it? What does it mean to you?
So, like, it's basically like a diverse range of sources. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you pull different styles, you pull different sounds, anything that has like a multiple. It's kind of like a melting pot kind of thing. So, like, if somebody has eclectic style, that means, you know, it's not like you're not just pulling, or you're not just trying to like dress like current today. Maybe you pull some mm-hmm. style from the 70s, maybe mm-hmm. some style from the 60s, or you know, some crazy like that.
I get that.
And I love the word because it's like I do like a lot of music research. So I'm like, me and one of my good friends back in Chicago, we can both like have conversations about music in the 60s and stuff, because we just that's kind of what we do. So yeah, I love that word.
Okay.
So
I have a
question.
Go ahead,
Do you do like spoken word?
No.
You just rap.
Yeah, I just rap. Okay. I know I probably sound boring as hell right now.
No, you don't. We're just talking.
It just sounds like we're just having a regular conversation.
Yeah, we're having a conversation.
You sound very mellow. I think we all like sound very mellow.
I feel like I got my documentary voice on and shit.
No, you cool. But no, you know, we got different vibes on every podcast. This is a chill one.
This one's a very chill one.
I was just saying that because, like, like when I was listening to your music, I didn't expect for you to sound like that. And I say that because it was just like everything was so mellow, and then you just came and you was like real, real strong.
And I was like, oh, shit. Okay. All right.
That's why.
I'm curious. What was I supposed to sound like? I'm curious.
Know, but I was like expecting, like with the beat and everything. I just expected it to be like mellow. I don't know. I have no idea. But it was
to me. It still was mellow, but it was like
it was.
I don't know. It was just. I don't really know how to describe it. It was eclectic.
It was eclectic. That's what I was saying.
That's gonna be a big word. Like when you just describe like
eclectic. Right, yeah, literally.
That's how your day was today, Denisha. Eclectic.
There you go. That's
your word. Not funny. I don't want you to be offended by what I said. It was a good thing.
Yeah. No, because like literally every song had. I mean, we've listened to it, so every song had a different feel, a different meaning behind it. So, do you mind walking us through like what it meant to you? So, going by each song. So, the first song is titled Eclectic.
Basically first song Eclectic, it's just kind of like an introduction into the project.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm pretty much I use that to be my fun track so I could talk a lot of shit.
You was talking shit.
Yeah,
welcome to Eclectic, like, and it's worth. Wow, okay.
All the other songs have like so much deep meaning into them. I was like, I mm-hmm. need a song to just like, you know, do whatever I wanted to on it. And that was that's why I kind of led with the whole in the first verse, I led with the whole saying best for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be like, you know, I'm pulling the best from this, I'm pulling the best from that, you know, to kind of tie in with that meaning of eclectic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then so does anyone
sorry, can you guys hear the dog?
Yeah, I did hear the dog bark.
Okay.
So
he's really loud. I'm like so annoyed that he won't stop barking.
He wants some love or something.
No, yeah, he probably does. He's in the background, so. Oh my God.
So, okay, so what about Ray? So Ray, I mean, I've listened to it. It's definitely a love song. It's a beautiful love song. It seems so fresh and I don't know. Would you like to talk about that one?
Yeah. Because Denisha, she still thinks that it's about somebody, but it's
not. I do.
I think all songs like that, when you describe people, are about somebody.
Yes, it doesn't because
have
it's
to be a real person, but it's somebody you envision in your head.
True. And I would say, I agree, Tierra. I agree.
Or maybe it's a love that he like wants.
That's what I'm saying. It might not be a real person. But I guess,
and that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it doesn't really have to be about a person. It's just something that he's like wanting, like yearning for.
Yeah.
Or, so that's saying
that he wants that someone. So that someone is someone. Would you like me to elaborate on why I think that it's about someone? Because, like, can I just elaborate on the why?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. I want to hear this, actually.
I have to do that. But, okay. So, because when you actually go through certain relationships, you learn from those things and things that are, I don't want to say your weaknesses, or things that you need to work on, things like that. And so in the song, you say something to the effects of, trade it off, jealous, insecure behavior, basically, for like more mature, things like that. So it seems like it comes from like real life experiences, something that you've actually been through. So I'm like, it sounds like it's like really something that has, it sounds like it's a relationship that you've been in with someone that has like kind of transcended over time.
Right.
But yeah, so that is why I believe that it's about someone.
Okay.
Okay. Don't you think that was a good explanation for that? Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, you know, music is supposed to be for anybody to translate it however they're supposed to. So, you know.
I don't like that. I like to know why.
No, because that takes the fun out of imagining. Like, there's a song that I really like, and then I turn it into my life. And now if I figure out that this person wrote this song and it had a totally different meaning from what I think it is, I'd be kind of disappointed.
No,
so I'm glad she doesn't tell me.
Because if you felt like, okay, so if it was a Beyonce song and she wrote this song because her husband cheated on her, just because she wrote that for her husband don't mean I wouldn't feel that way about my boyfriend.
No. What if she didn't cheat? What if that story wasn't even true? Like, what if it was about somebody else's life? I don't know. But I'm just saying. I like when you don't know the meaning.
I don't.
To songs.
Because I really firmly believe that when we listen and when we digest anything art-wise, like, it's up to our own interpretation, because it's meant to touch people differently. I've written poetry where I've performed it before, and somebody might have a totally different meaning for what they think it is, but the way you touch, I don't know, it's like energy, it's just different. You put your energy into it, and somebody receives it in a different way.
Which is cool, which makes us different.
Yeah, exactly, you know? I agree.
If we all thought the same, then we wouldn't think differently.
So we come together with our different thoughts, which is eclectic.
Okay.
Yeah, take it all back to the album. Wow, Dom, you're a genius.
Okay. No, so on some real though, like, what's your favorite song on your project? Your personal favorite?
I really like I really like Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
Which is named after Langston Hughes. I think I more so like it because of how it came together.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to talk about it. We would like to know.
So it started out like, okay, so first of all, the name is Langston Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I wanted to write something like kind of in a way that Langston Hughes wrote his poetry, because he wrote a lot of street poetry type of stuff. And he wrote, like, a lot of it was super relatable to that time and relatable to his peers. So I kind of wanted to do something in that aspect. And I remember I wrote the first verse without a beat. And I wrote that just, like, at my job. I was like, okay. Like, it just, like, came.
Really?
You know how, like, something just comes to you and it's like.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got to grab it.
And I need to write this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened, and then the guitarist, Justin, he was actually sending me the guitars for a Smokey Robinson sample beat that I had sent him. But then when I, like, listened to it without the Smokey beat, I was like, this sounds good enough that I could, like, use this for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I went to record, I recorded the first verse, and then for some reason the second verse just kind of came out. Like, I was recording and I was just going line by line, just saying whatever was on my mind at the time. And mm-hmm. then I would stop after that one line, think of the next line, turn back on the record, do it again, just like punching in and out each line of the second verse.
And it just mm-hmm. came to you like that?
Yeah, it just straight up, because I was like, it's just like, it was coming out, it was flowing. So I'm like, let me just, since I have the mic set up and everything, let me just do this right now. And that's pretty much how it happened.
Because I really do like that song too. I like, and I like how, well, I say Cookie, but Kamari comes in on the end. And she's like, I just got to pay my rent. Like, it low-key reminds me a little bit of a song from Untitled Unmastered on Kendrick Lamar's, one of his projects. It's just like,
you love that album.
I do. But I just love the way it flowed, because you were saying what you had to do. And to me, that song is a direct reflection. You know, you said how Langston Hughes, he reflected the times in which, you know, was what was going on during his time. So that's what was in his work. And so in your song, when you talk about things that you see and different things that you're picking up, you know what I mean? The girl with the swisher, she got a big booty, all of this, whatever. no, I'm just, you know, it's just, it shows how you're really reflecting the times of in which, and so I see how that correlates to Langston Hughes too. So that's dope.
I was listening to this at work like, oh, okay.
Yeah, what?
I wanted to like be like, and some of it being like as vulgar as it is kind of intended, because mm-hmm. you know, we curse a lot more, you know, in the earlier days they were a lot more discreet about cursing. Like, if you listen to mm-hmm. the Isley Brothers, he not gonna tell you I'm trying to bang you over and fuck you. Like, he like, nah, mm-hmm. I'm trying to get the sheets wet, listen. You know, right. They gotta say it in some sensual way, and
right. Now they just straight
they
out.
They said it so metaphorically back then, so mm-hmm. where you kind of had to break down the words to understand what they were talking about sexually. But now they just say it. We ain't even gotta guess what they talking right. about.
Exactly. Y'all kids just saying exactly what it is. You like, hold up, how you know that?
Right. So it's like mm-hmm. I wanted to be a little bit more intentionally vulgar on it, because that's just kind of like, in a sense, where we are at.
And then the time, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. That is true. So let's talk about like your marketing and everything like that, because it all just ties in so well together. I remember when I came to your listening party, you had stickers and even the where it was, it looked very, it just, I don't know, it just matches the eclectic look. Low-key, everything that you've done as far as putting out and have centered everything around has just been in, you know, around the theme of your project, which is great. So like, who's on your team? Who helps you with your marketing? How do you come up with those things? Like, what goes into that, if you would like to elaborate on that?
Yeah. So the person
plug
that
people
is, the person I have to give most of the love to is Ty from Chicago. I've actually known her since we were in like seventh grade. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Ty. She her shout company is Photography, and she like did the branding for the project. And I flew out, and you know this, Denisha. I flew out to Chicago in like, I think it was like February or March, and we did the final photos. She had already pretty much like gave me the layout. Like, we've been working on this project all last year. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like, oh, we just like kind of took a few months. Like, I started on this project, I want to say last February. Damn. And she
you're
was
sitting on all of this gold.
Yeah. Like, she literally was, we were both like, I was, I remember we got the idea. I was at LA Fitness playing basketball, just like shooting around. There was nobody else in there. And we were just like texting each other back and forth as I was shooting. And I was like, okay, this is the sound that I'm looking for. And then she started pulling out like colors. And I don't know, do y'all get on Pinterest a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm looking at hairstyles on there.
Yeah. Pinterest is my best friend, because she showed me my whole thing on there. And so, yeah, I give it to Ty, because she like laid the foundation. And I like just followed it, that guy to a T.
What's up? Yeah, because everything, you everything pretty much literally, I was like, is your favorite color orange? Yeah. You're like, no, that's a part of my, that's a part of the project. That's how it's supposed to be. Oh. Because it just, yeah, everything just has like that theme and it's cohesive. And I appreciate that about it. Because, I mean, I guess that's usually how artists put out their work. But I don't know. You just really pull in different things and different fun things that you use to interact with your following on your social media, things like that. So I think that's pretty dope. I know you had a photo shoot where you put out different eras of photography to kind of center around the different eras.
Yeah.
So you had one from, you had the 90s, the 70s, and what was the other one?
The Harlem Renaissance era.
The Harlem Renaissance. That was what, that was in the, okay, don't give me a social, don't give me a test, but wait, what year was that? Because I have the year in my head, but I feel like I'm wrong.
I want to say between the 20s and 30s. I'm not sure how long it ended out, but definitely from like the 20s and 30s.
Mm-hmm. Did Ty help with all that too? Did she like come up with those things? Or
no, that was actually my, that was my idea. I wanted to to grab those three, because those are like the three eras that like have like a big influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm to use that.
Yeah.
So why are they named like people's names? Did I miss that?
Oh, no, we haven't even talked about that.
No, I'm talking about, did it go over my head? Like, is this something I'm supposed to connect the dots to as I listen?
That's a good question, T. See, I know you'd be coming with the questions too. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I wanted to do something less traditional for a track list. And two, if you notice all of the names, if you look up the people on that list, all of them are Black writers and artists.
Oh,
and they're all from different, so nice. Like Langston Hughes is from the Harlem Renaissance era.
Mm-hmm.
James Baldwin, he is from like this, he's like 60s and 70s. So he kind of blends both. The only person that I don't really have representation for is like the 90s. Like everybody's pretty much older than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so who is Nikki?
Nikki
Giovanni. She's really dope. She's like a poet, writer, activist, teacher. She got a couple of names. Mm-hmm. And she was also the woman I was named after too. So her name is Nikki Giovanni and then my name is Dominic Giovanni. So
wait, that's like the name that you decided to pick or?
No, I mean like that's like my actual birth name.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, did your mom give you like a backstory to that, or did she just say like, I just like Nikki Giovanni, so
when she was pregnant with me, she was reading one of her books, and that's how it happened.
That is so cool.
That's super cool. That has to, you know, you're holding some weight there, you know, being named after a poet.
Right. Like, I gotta do some shit.
Gotta hold up to that. No.
Right.
Okay.
So growing up, was that like was that something like your mom would like read to you in the house? Like, how did you get into listening to different eras, like the 60s and the 70s? Like, how were you even exposed to it? I mean, it's always out there, but like, was that like in your home?
Growing up, like we listened to, our house was like mainly Chicago original house music, and neo soul. That was like the two, and hip hop, of course. But those were like the three sounds that like you would probably hear if you strolled through one of our houses or anybody of our friends and stuff. And then I kind of like dove more into jazz and stuff like that. Like my freshman and sophomore year in high school.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So
that's really cool. So I did, yeah. So I want to go back to when you said you've been sitting on this project for about a year. So I guess my question is, what, like, you know, when you have such a strong passion and when you feel so powerful about something that you're doing, Like, how did it make you feel having to, like, wait an entire year to put it out? Or did you want to put it out sooner? Like, you know, just kind of, like, sitting on it for so long. Like, was it a sooner release date? Or this kind of just all was planned out within the months, you know?
It was kind of, it was definitely planned because I wanted to drop it in springtime.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know, but, like, in the record industry, a lot of people... there's like this thing where you just kind of know that new artists and new acts should release their music in the springtime.
Like the first quarter?
Yeah, like the first quarter. Like if you notice Raven Lane last year, she dropped hers in springtime, which was a really good
thing. She definitely did. I don't know if they know who. Do y'all know how they probably don't know? I probably sent them a song before, but they don't know. Okay.
But yeah,
a lot of new artists do.
Because, like, the summertime, we already know who's going to run the summertime. Migos going to run the summertime. Drake going to run the summertime.
But you know what? Lately, I've been trying to find something other than, like, rap. Because, like, I don't know. Like, it just seems so much of the same right now.
It is the same. Unless you're listening to new artists who aren't mainstream. Yeah. Like, mainstream music is always going to sound the same regardless.
Right. But it's like nothing is new. Like there's nothing big out right now, and it's like
no, that's true. That's true.
I think like the hard part about it is like especially our parents' generation. They're so used to having a lot of diverse music on the radio, and we don't have that pleasure now. Like now,
well, the radio already repeats the same 6 songs every 30 minutes. Anyway,
I haven't listened to radio, and I don't know how long.
Me either. Well,
what is the radio?
So yeah,
they got too many commercials.
Too many commercials, and then the same 6 songs that I could,
right?
And, you know, a half hour, and then move on to some new stuff. But you really got to dig today, and like. I personally, I'm kind of like satisfied musically because like I listened to like a lot of different artists and it, you know, it comes in waves and stuff like that, but I'm always like sharing music and getting music thrown at me from friends. So
share
what's on your soul?
Yeah, Denisha always shares music to us in the group chat.
So I need some new music.
Or I usually go to like the explore page on Apple, like definitely. And see the new artist.
Because
I'll go
through
and I'll listen
there.
To all of that. I mean, what you got? Well, it's not like artists that I know.
I go to,
it's just random
so
artists
go,
and I just listen to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I usually go to like the genres part and then I'll go to the whatever style of music I want to listen to on Apple Music if because I don't have any other streams right now. But and then I'll go to R&B and then I'll see what's new because they'll have a bunch of different new artists out or just whatever I'm interested in. And I'll just go.
I downloaded like 4 new songs that I like just listening to Apple Music.
Yeah, okay.
What are they?
3 different artists. Well, I think I told you like the other day when we was on the phone, but I meant to share them with you. But just like 3 different artists that I've never heard of. I think one girl, I can't think of them right now. I don't want to click on my phone if I make too much noise. But yeah.
I like the only place that has been having good music is Spotify's playlist.
I don't even have Spotify.
I used to have Spotify. Spotify actually was, it's a great app. It's really a great app. I used to use it when I was an undergrad. Like I used to have this thing on there where you could actually run outside and they'll pick up your tempo and play music based on that. And so that was so fire. And then they also had this thing where they just, based on what you listen to and new music that you haven't listened to, they put everything into, like, one big old playlist, like, weekly, I think, like that. And then they put a whole bunch of stuff that you could, like, that you could have discovered. So I think that was, like, something that really is bomb about Spotify. I don't know if they still do that the exact way. I think I should probably go back to Spotify.
Is it cheaper than Apple Music?
Well, I didn't buy it. I just downloaded it, and I just listened to the playlist.
Because I just don't like on Spotify, I can't like go back or pick the song that I want to listen to. That's why I deleted it.
Or if you want to skip a song, you run out of skip. Mm-hmm. So. And then if you do want to listen to something specifically, if you did not pay for it, then it's going to randomly put different songs in their mix, which is cool and all. But if I want to hear a certain song and I can't get to it, that's kind of like...
Right. So. That's what defeats the purpose of why I'm doing it. Wait,
do y'all pay like the $10 a month?
No, I
Apple Music?
to pay for Spotify when I, yeah, when I was an undergrad.
I pay my for Apple Music. It's like $5.
Yeah. Damn, y'all doing good. Like I pay for Apple Music and Tidal. So
how much is Tidal?
Tidal's $10.
Expensive. Oh, no,
I
don't pay
for Tidal. No. But I think you get a lot of cool. You get a lot of cool.
You do. Like, you get like you, live,
things that you can't see. Yeah,
Tidal,
live stuff from everyone too. Else.
Tidal is dope because I feel like they have this section called Tidal Rising. And they throw a whole bunch of like upcoming new artists at you. Like they're not just throwing the big names. Like this section is literally just for people who have a smaller fan base, but they're like either signed to an independent label or they're trying to make their name. And that's why I'll be finding a lot of
new artists,
music and new artists. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
for some reason, I wish I can download it from Tidal and then put it in my Apple Music.
Like, can I just really be honest right now? It's so weird, but I really just like the way Apple Music looks aesthetically. It's so simple.
I like that it comes with my phone. Like, Apple Music is already on my phone, and it's the app that's like already there. I feel like that's where,
girl, you know, I should be supporting.
I'm supposed to support Black businesses, but I just feel like I would have to go to the Tidal app, listen to whatever playlist I have on there, and then listen to my Apple Music playlist where I make all my playlists.
I'll never forget that day we was out and she couldn't find her phone or something. And she was like, I'm trying to Google something. You don't have Google. She was so mad. I'm like, why would I have Google? Get on Safari and get on the internet. Like,
I definitely like. First of all, we've all been accustomed to Google from when we were younger. So Google is like the place you go when you need it. You have to ask a question, or you just need to know. Because Google
She thought I had the Chrome app. She wanted.
You can go on Safari and type in Google.
No, but you wanted the Chrome app itself. You did not like that. Neither one of us did not have the Chrome app downloaded. And you wouldn't use our phones.
And plus, even when you hop on Safari and you just type in whatever you want
to search,
it's
going to
take you to Google anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Google running the world. But she Google Chrome is nice, app. Though. Google
that
Chrome
was
is
you,
nice,
Barry?
Yeah.
Who, me?
Yes,
we were talking about me? We're talking about me? I thought we were talking about Denisha.
No, we're talking about you. She said you
too. I used the Safari app.
Since when?
Oh, God.
I'm not going to tell you when I used the Safari.
Oh, my God. Okay. I know my best friend. I know what you're about to say. Anywho, so, oh God, okay, so for eclectic, so after, now that you, oh my God,
she's trying to pull it back together.
Take a break. No, I'm kidding. I know exactly what Barry is about to say.
I wasn't gonna say, I didn't say anything.
I know, but I know you. I know.
I didn't. You. I wasn't even gonna say anything.
Incognito. So now that Eclectic is out and everything, and so it's been out since the 19th of April. So, like, what's next for you? What are you already working on? The new? Or are you still just sitting here right now? What's going on?
Right now, I'm just trying to like promote it as much as possible, of course. And then I have like a lot planned for this year, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think
anything you want to share?
I'll just say it like this. I'm gonna have music for all seasons this year.
Oh, okay.
That's what's up. I like that.
So it's gonna be fun, and I'm trying to see if we can shoot some different kind of visuals. I don't want to just shoot like regular music videos all the time. I want to do like different stuff. So I'm hoping that we can make that happen this year.
Okay, I'm sure that we're going to be on the lookout.
I'm sure you can do it.
Definitely be on the lookout. So we're actually going to go ahead and take a break, and then we're going to come back so that we can get to the next segment. Yeah.
We're taking a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Back. Welcome back to the Cake Podcast. We're on. Oh, we just came. We had a nice little break. I can't talk today. We just had a nice little break. One thing we forgot to do before we went on break was we forgot to have Dom let us know where people can find you at. Where can they find Eclectic? How can they stay connected? Run this down your handles.
Okay, so if we are, if it's like just for Instagram and Twitter, you can do at Dom Giovanni. It's spelled a little bit different. It's DOMGIAVONNI. On YouTube, it's kind of the same thing. And I got a music video on there too that you can check out. And then if you're looking for music, I'm on all of the platforms. Your iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify. I'm on all of them.
Turn up. Let's see. What else? I guess that's it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Turn up. So y'all go follow him. Check him out. I really had more questions about something else, but I guess we could just say that for later because you have... Go ahead and cough. But
what?
Sorry. No, Mari says she has to cough. Okay, go ahead and cough. She's not a sweatshop. She got a cough. But you have a lot of artists and a lot of features on your project as well. And hopefully, I don't know, we would see them because there's some great features on there. And shoot, y'all check them out because we need to get them on here too. But anyway, sorry. I will keep it a start over because I just said that horribly. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
Why?
It is Monday,
but I don't know. I feel weird right now at this very moment. Okay. Not in a bad way, though. It's just I feel like, I don't know, I feel weird. Anyway, so.
We need to do something fun.
Right now? I think we should play a game. Yeah. We should start playing a game.
I was going to text that in the group earlier. We should do a game with, like, our guests. Yeah. But I don't know what kind of game.
Let's do. I don't know. I'm feeling like music.
We should think about it.
Let's think of a song that describes our mood right now.
To go through.
Or you can say a song that you have had stuck in your head for like the last 2 days.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm gonna say a song that I've had stuck in my head for like the last couple weeks.
Okay.
So I don't know if anybody knows who Rihanna J is, but I freaking love her. I've been listening to her since like her last couple projects, but she just dropped a project recently. It's called Love Me Like. And coincidentally, the song on there that I love is actually more than that song, but I can't get the Love Me Like song out of my head with Duckworth. Wait, is his name Duckworth or Duckworth? Duckworth on it?
Yeah, Duckworth.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get that song out of my head because I just like it. It's just such a nice summer vibe. Send it to me. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm going to sing the whole EP.
Okay.
Okay.
What about you, Vari?
I can't think of one that describes my mood. I probably could, but I really have to think about it. But I would, the song that I don't really have one that has been stuck in my head either. It's weird because I'll have different songs stuck in my head every day. But one song that I've been listening to every day is a song by, I think her name is Roses Gabor. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. And it's a song called I Want You Around. And it's so good.
What? How does it go? Because there's a song that I know is called I Want You Around that I like, but it's by Snow Allegra.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. But no, this is not the song.
Can you send it to us? I want to hear it.
Yeah, I can send it to you.
Okay.
What about you, Dom?
A song that fits my mood.
Or... That's been in your mind, been in your head.
Probably Anywhere by Anderson .Paak and Snoop.
Oh, okay.
I've been
Anderson .Paak.
Have y'all heard that song?
Is that off of his new, his latest album?
No, it's from Oxnard.
Isn't it new?
I probably have.
I mean, technically, that's still new, but
it is new. But he definitely created another one. See, I know what you're talking about, but I literally need to go back and listen to Oxnard because I approached it completely wrong when I first listened to it.
Anywhere, that's fire.
What'd you say?
I said, listen to Anywhere.
Sorry. Okay, I'm gonna listen to it. On some real though, because okay.
Wait,
sorry.
I didn't say my song.
I know. Sorry, T. What's your song?
My song. Honestly, the past couple of days, Beyonce live, I've been on. It's been stuck in my head, but lately, like today, as of today, I've been listening to a lot of Lizzo.
Yeah.
I finally listened to that
today because we were talking in a group chat earlier. Her project is actually really nice. Like it's a little bit of everything.
It's really fun. It is. Like it's very spunky, and I was not expecting that from her.
That's how she got a whole bunch of different.
I need to listen to it.
I love Lizzo.
What's your favorite song on her project?
The song talking about soulmate. That's my song. I'm like, that's gonna be
okay. You agree with me? I really do like that song. She says, I just basically saying I am my own soulmate.
But I feel you. Better in Color. I like Better in Color too.
I love Better in Color. I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, well, I need to play this again. Mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't expect the beat to drop like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, girl.
And I like tempo. I play tempo all the time.
Tempo. Once I heard tempo, I put that on my workout playlist immediately. I was running to this.
That was the perfect song
for Missy on it, though. She had to get the party jumping. I feel like she kind of wrote some of it too. Like, it sounded like a song for
her. I think she's coming out with a new project soon.
I feel like she hasn't. I feel like she hasn't put out project in a while.
Not to look. Yeah, like I feel like she's put out singles.
She's supposed to have a whole project because she keep posting stuff on Instagram, like talking about a song, this talk about another song.
She hasn't dropped a project since I'm thinking the cookbook.
Okay, well we're gonna wait on it. Okay.
We're gonna wait on it, Missy. We ready for you. We ready. Missy. All right. We're gonna go ahead and get into
Dom did he say his songs? Yeah. Or he did. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay. Rip.
You right. would like to hear again. You have to go push rewind and go back
to I just like show me and leave anybody out.
But I want to go ahead and get into this week's topic too, because we all have different passions. We all have different things that make us up who we are. We have different life journeys and we have growth, things like that. So I want to talk today more about basically elevating into your higher purpose, into who you are, your higher self, your higher being. I don't know. I guess I want to start off by kind of maybe describing what that means to each of us, because it has a different meaning for all of us, but I mean essentially it's the same thing. But would anybody like to talk about what they think elevating into your higher self kind of is? I'll start. So to me, elevating to one's higher self is basically becoming to who you are, becoming a better person, a better version of yourself, and trying to be I guess it's different because to me it's being aware, it's being knowledgeable, it's being in tune with yourself, it's being in tune with others around you. It means so many different things, so that's why I say I kind of want to see what you all's different versions of what it means to be your higher self and elevating to your higher self means.
I think to me, it would be just learning more about myself, becoming more aware of who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. I guess any sense of knowing yourself is elevation, mm-hmm. Because at that point you kind of do find, the more you know yourself, the more you start to find your purpose. So any sort of you finding yourself is elevating, whether it's not even completing a goal, it's just that that step you took to get to it, you know.
Right. Mm. Dom or T?
I was like, I'll let him go first.
Okay. To me, like, elevation is like when you get to that point where you don't, you're not so bothered by what other people are saying about you. Mm-hmm. When you, like, don't have that kind of care in the world, that's, to me, like, that's, like, the best, because you start making moves for your life only and personally.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, like, trying to, like, I don't even really look at things as, like, good and bad anymore. I took this idea from Erykah Badu, but she was talking about the idea of love. Okay.
Denisha's ad libs.
Sorry.
I really do believe in that good and bad is not real in a sense. I really think that that's like perception. Mm-hmm. I think that love and fear is more the right thing to do, because you either do something because you're in fear of something, or you do something because you love it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just even like when you're angry, you technically protecting yourself, and protecting yourself comes out of fear. So I was like, when I started thinking about that, I was like, that's like, if I can get to that point where I'm looking at life more so on that way, then I feel like I'll have that elevation that I want.
I've never heard that before,
but that makes so much sense, because it's true.
And I even, going back to the part where you're saying you don't care about what other people think, I think when you let go of like other people's views on you, that releases so much like
freedom,
just flow and freedom for you to do what you need to do and take the steps you need to go. Because like you said, it is fear, like you fear other people resenting or not liking what you're doing, so you don't put it out, so you don't do it. So like, I think once you do get rid of that like care for other people's opinions, I agree.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that. What about you, P?
I think that, I don't know. I just think of purpose. Like, as long as, kind of what Vari said, like, you're reaching or you're, like, going up to the goal of whatever your purpose is in life, then you're elevating. I don't know, because I'm just thinking and I'm like, why does everything have to be measured? Like, why can't you just go through life and just go through
I think it's because when we're a part of this world, and I don't want to just say the United States, but just this world, everything has been measured upon something. Think about before time was even created, they measured things off by the sun, and they knew what time it was based off that. And then someone went and they created a concept called time. And, I mean, time was already there, but it never had a name. It was, you know, created by man, that concept. But then we made a system that gave us actual time, and then that just spirals to other things, and then other things, and other things. I don't know. I think as the world... Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, as the world develops, like, we just kind of keep getting further and deeper into this, to other realms of the world, and sometimes we get far away from self, and...
True.
I think getting back into that is like, it's difficult, especially when you have so many different outside influences, because I saw something one time and it was like, who are you before anyone had a say? So like, what was it that made you happy? What was it that you wanted to do fearlessly? And then when other people else had like their opinions on you, what was that thing? Because we all have
you don't even a thing. Know. Because obviously you start getting judged and criticized when you start going to school, and that's really young. So initially you don't even know who you are until you end up getting older and you gain confidence in order for you not to think about what other people think of you.
That's true, but I feel like
some people do know.
Yeah,
like there's some people who just know, like they just know. I mean, yeah, there's some people who hinder that thought for you, but I think there is people who just, you know, who know
before somebody even said anything to them.
I feel like there's naturally things that you naturally gravitate toward, and things that you feel like you feel.
I mean, even if they don't, even if they step away from it for a while, I feel like something will guide them back to their purpose. Eventually, you know.
I think I'm thinking more personality, and y'all thinking of something else. What y'all talking about?
I'm thinking like
it's whatever you want.
Yeah, to low key, about. It's like music.
It's endless
the way that you want to.
Both of them.
I guess there's different things because when I say there's different meanings. So, and that's why I kind of wanted to see where y'all's head were, because elevating into one's higher self could be
anything.
It could be because in the end, it all does boil down to your purpose, because we're all here for a reason, I would say. And so I firmly believe we're all here for a reason, and we all are here for different reasons. We all are here because of a specific special reason. And when life happens, we lose sight of that because we get caught up in life and things like that. Yeah. So we get away from like ourselves. And so getting back to that can be a journey, and it can be hard. And even the history of generations before you can have a play in that. That's something that you don't even have control over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like for me, I'll just use myself for now, me separating from home and coming to a whole new state and city. When I was younger, there were certain things that I knew I wanted to do. But as I was growing up, those things started to change based on other people's opinions. And I don't want to say I got away from it, but I kind of just like, you just get influenced by everything else. And so when you can kind of separate yourself, and I don't want to say isolate, but in a sense, yes, isolate yourself, you start to kind of learn yourself over again, because we all are just so different. And mm-hmm. every interaction that you have with someone else affects you in some way, shape, or form, whether you know it or not, whether it helps you to discover parts of yourself, or it's all about discovering parts of yourself, you know. So I don't know, I don't really know where I was going with that, but
I don't know. Okay, I was thinking personality, because when I was younger, I was really shy. I'm still somewhat shy, but once I get to know somebody, I really open up, and I probably can't shut up. But when I was younger, I was only like that with my mom. And so, like, even going through school, I was like, I talked, but I didn't talk that much. So, I don't know. When I grew up, it's just different.
And that means you elevated.
Yeah, I elevated.
Boom. Now levitate. You know, let's not elevate.
I don't think levitate and elevate are the same thing.
I think they're synonymous.
Right. I don't think they're similar.
I kind of feel like they are, though, because
I was sitting here like, dang.
But levitating is like, isn't levitating just
floating?
Levitate, it's floating. Yeah, like, floating. I mean, you could float up and down, maybe, but I thought you float sideways. I mean,
you can't levitate down. Levitate up. So if you elevate,
you thought you levitate sideways.
I've never heard of that. Usually,
I feel like you just go horizontally back and forth.
If you levitate to the side, that means you basically fly. Like, you have the ability to fly. So I don't know if that's levitating anymore.
Yeah, I guess levitating is going up, because I think of levitate, I think about getting high. And then, like, if I'm levitating, I'm like floating above me. So I guess elevating and levitating like could be, in a grand scheme of things.
Please don't.
Could be.
Wait, is Levitate looking at her dictionary right now? She laughs.
Yes, this is like the third episode she's done on this own.
Because we have to clarify words so that we can understand each other better. And
I guess levitate, in a sense, it could be.
So levitate is a verb. Rise or cause to rise and hover in the air, especially by means of supernatural or magical power. That is the definition.
Okay, so she did say rise in air, so Dom, you were right.
But it also means to fly, to soar, to defy gravity. You cannot be pulled down by it. So, I mean, levitate.
You can.
And also, my fave, use it in a song, levitate, levitate, levitate. Life can get you high like this. He says and stuff. But anyway, so yes, it is to rise. It's synonymous to each other. I know what I'll be saying. Okay, anyway. So, what were we saying?
Something about elevating.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, do you guys think it's important to elevate. Like, there's people who, you know, have been doing the same things in their lives over and over again, and they've become complacent. Like,
you just
is it important to?
I'm just saying,
but is there something wrong with that? Like, why can't they just, you know, do their thing? You know, they've been living their life, they've been doing their thing.
Complacency is ever.
We can't judge other people.
Are you right? I mean, we don't have to do anything, really. We could just live and do. We don't even have to get to know ourselves. We could just do and go.
Well, but isn't that fun?
That's not fun.
Look, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I was thinking about this. I actually think about this a lot sometimes because I have some friends who are like real cool with the job that they have, and you know, they don't live to be like this extravagant. They live, you know, like simple means type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know we're in this culture now where it's like, if you're not grinding, if you're not getting to the next level, I can't be friends with you.
Right.
But it's kind of like, too, it's like, what about the homies that's always been down for you? Like, you gonna really abandon them just because they're not riding into this wave?
Just because they don't wear 5 different hats like you do doesn't mean they're not.
Right. I totally agree with that.
To me, I was like, maybe I need to be less judgmental and think about it. Like, if whatever life is for them, is for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I'm trying to get like they are. If they living simple and happy, then shit, maybe I'm doing something.
That's why I asked that question, you know, is it important? I mean, it's always important. I think it's important to elevate from my standpoint.
Right.
But is it important, really, in a sense, for everyone? Because there is a lot of people who just want a simple life. They just want to go and work their job, come home. And
just because you're elevating doesn't mean that your life is not simple, though. Simple and elevate are not.
But I'm saying there's some people who don't really want more. They just are okay. Maybe they don't want to learn that deeper meaning of themselves. Maybe they just do want to keep working their same job. Maybe they are okay where they are in their life. They don't look for more.
So even if you're not looking for things outside of you, so another job or whatever it is, but for me, I really feel like it is important to learn yourself you're always going to be searching for something that you can never find.
It's never attainable. It's like me always wanting money. Like, the more money I get, I'm always going to want more money. Like, money is, I'm never going to stop chasing
this
money.
It's this girl I work with, and she, like, every, mind you, I feel like I just graduated not too long ago, which I did, but she's had, like, multiple jobs, and she's like, I'm ready to find another job. And I'm like, why do you keep moving? Like, maybe you need to sit down and figure out what you want to do and how much you want to make and go from there and don't settle. Not sit here and figure out that you don't like this and you don't like this, so you're going to leave.
Because you're always going to be searching.
Yes. Right.
You need to figure out what you really like. And that's what I'm saying. And so many people do that, and they become complacent in what they are, and that does not make them happy. And I think that the basic human, something that a lot of humans want, tell me if you disagree with me, but I think that we can all agree that most humans want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so,
or be at peace. And what does that look like for you?
And happiness brings peace. I mean, to me, I think it does. And you too often find some people who are complacent in that way. And I'm not saying as far as career wise, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Some people,
when you think about it,
it also can become very tiring, you know, for a lot of people, mm-hmm. always chasing the grind. So, you know, yes, I'm elevating. Yes, I'm finding my purpose. Yes, I'm still on this grind, this journey, but like the grind never stops. Like, I'm tired. Sometimes I don't want to do this. Like, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes elevating is like a work, like it's a job of its own. You know, I'm at work all day and then I come home and I'm thinking about more, searching for more for mm-hmm. me outside of my job.
Right.
Yeah.
So it can be tiring and also can be very discouraging. Like,
some
people are just like, man, I'm tired of this. Like, I'm good right here. You know, I make money. I'm like, you know,
yeah.
And they settle, and they're just like, you know what? I am happy. At the end, eventually, they might be like, I am happy.
Sometimes you got to be careful about I was having this conversation with somebody, and they were, I was telling them how somebody, I had just started my job, and somebody was basically telling me, like, there's more to life than this, and, like, basically getting me down, and I'm just like, dang, I felt like I had a couple, like, I just got a job, and so then they were telling me, like, you gotta be careful, you know, with what you say to people when you're trying to encourage them and stuff like that, and to, like, get them to understand that maybe there is, but you have to let people enjoy their moment and their
right,
you know.
And that's a good point that you bring up, because sometimes we don't actually stop to smell the roses, and we are always just searching for this next thing. And and there was an interview that J. Cole had a while ago where he was talking about, like, if money is, like, the only thing you're chasing, you're always going to want more. You're always never going to you're never going to be satisfied. So I think figuring out what it is that you want that's not, because to me, when you're searching for something like that, it's not necessarily a material, or it's not something that's man-made. It's not something that you can actually attain physically. To me, at least, it's something that you attain spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally, to me. And I don't know, I think for everyone it's different, but it depends on what you're chasing and whether you'll be fulfilled once you get there or whatever. I don't know.
You, Augusta, you really have to like stop and smell the roses. I'm like trying to work on that and even like do simple stuff, like tell my friends that I love them. Because it's like, I don't need us to have some big moment or some big tragedy for me to say I love you. Like, let me just, like, we just kicking it, chilling. You know what I'm saying? My homie Pedro, like, I'll say it to him. He like, bro, what are you talking about? But now he's so skinny. Like, I love you too, bro. Like, you know, just being able to give people.
I might just text that to all of my friends, see what they say.
Right. Just like, tell them and be like.
Because that's so, it's like, that's not something you hear every day from your friend, you know. Like,
right. And then.
On your everyday conversation.
I think I do that often.
I feel like it depends on. I feel like you. Sometimes you don't have to directly say that you love a person for them to know that you love them. So it depends on the relationship. I know Tierra, we say like, I love you or whatever.
I love you, but friend.
It'd be weird. It's okay. It's weird because Var is my best, like, she's my best friend, but we know we love each other. But I don't know if there's a time. Var, have we ever been like, I love you?
Because it's just Denise, not yes. I think I'm yes, we have. Because no, I won't be the one to say it, because I'm like, I'm the not one. Very in tune to what my emotions, like she is. Like, she'll say it to me and I'll say it back, but I'll say it all goofingly. But I know I'm being sincere, but I don't say it as often as Denisha would say it to me. Like, Denisha will put a whole paragraph of good morning, hope you have a good day, God. Put a scripture, and then at the end put I love you, and you know. And I'll be like, oh my God, that was so beautiful. Then I look at myself like I'm so shitty. Like, no! Man, I should have sent me one. Why I should have sent it first? I'm the shitty friend.
No.
Or you just tell your friend, like, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. There's different ways to show. It's,
in my head, I appreciate all of my friends in my mind, and they don't even know. Like, in my mind, I say so many great things about my friends, but I don't say it to them. And I feel like I should work on that.
I
respond to a
you.
Text message in my head and don't respond.
No, I never thought I would become that person, but lately, like, I look at stuff and I'll be like, ha ha ha.
And then close the app.
She be going ghost.
But I think, like, you know, talking about what Dom was saying, there's a book called The Power of Now, and I always talk about it to Denisha, and it's such a good book, and it's basically talking about finding that time to take away from you doing all these 100 things that you do, all these tabs you keep open in your head, and just focus on your breathing and focus on your body and getting in tune with yourself for that moment. It's, you know, kind of like a meditation book, but also like a self-help book. And I always say that to say, like, I think, like, we're so, like, how Tierra was talking about why things have to be measured. I think people need to realize that you're on your own path and you need to take your time doing whatever you, like, I feel like eventually you're gonna get there and you don't have to rush it, like, you know. So just kind of take your time and putting your, you know, everything, like, getting to know yourself and, you know, doing everything that you do, and just there's really no rush in anything. So, because, like, why are we rushing just because we see everybody else putting out projects or putting out things, like, we don't know how long it took for them to do that.
Right.
My one homie, James, he like lives in LA. He's a photographer. And he actually did Kalani's Sweet Sexy Savage Cool album cover.
Mm-hmm.
He did that, and he was telling me,
that's cool. I had to think about what you said.
He was like, and I don't even like say that to name drop, but I like talked to him like a lot just for like advice, and he's like, I just want to tell you right now, like, what you're doing right now is what you're going to be doing. Like, everybody's trying to get to this spot. He was like, it's false. He was like, I've been where you are. I'm doing a little bit better now, but the grind is still the same for me. My bills are still here. I'm still stressed out about getting work and getting projects done. He was like, whatever you're doing right now is exactly how it's going to be as you elevate. The only thing that's going to change is you're going to have more money with it. And I was like, that made me like really want to just like slow down and not feel stressed. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, if I'm going to be doing this for a minute, well, let me strap myself in and,
put your best into it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So,
for real though.
I think that whole measurement thing is like dead on correct, because it's like, you got to like sit back and enjoy your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, that saying when they said, imagine like what you imagine yourself doing, or like who the person that you imagine yourself becoming, like show up as that person like now.
Right.
And that's so real. I mean, you have to. I mean, so often
like,
we prepare.
Get
the person that you already imagine yourself that you want to be. So say you want to be the CEO of whatever, I don't know. But if you know what you want to do, write it down. Work backwards to figure out how you're going to get there, but show up as that person, because if that's what you want to do, it's
basically you gotta start practicing walking that confidence that you already have.
Because that's the only way you're going to be able to get there is actually by doing it, and not by saying, oh, well, one day I want to get to there or do this. Like, do that. Start doing it now and making those steps.
It's crazy because everything is so obtainable. Like, everything. Definitely. Like, literally whatever you want to do is so obtainable. Like, there's so much information out there that whatever you really want to do, it's probably already thought of. Mm-hmm. There's already some information about it. Like, even if it's not, I'm pretty sure we can come up with, like, there's so many ways, especially if you just go looking for what you're looking for. Mm-hmm.
So what are some ways that you all prioritize what's important to you? And yeah,
like towards my elevation process,
just in life. I mean, everyone has different things that we prioritize, whether it be
work, afterwards. Like, so like if I'm like, okay, I need to do this or I can do this, and it's just like, well, how am I going to feel after I do which one? What's going to make me feel better? Wow. I mean, at this point in my life, I just, you know, I just have to think about myself. Like, there's nobody else. So I just go with whatever makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, because I don't really plan out what I'm going to do. I mean, I do, like, I'll think about this is what I need to get done. I might not do it daily, but like in a maybe a month or a week or something, this is like what I need to get mm-hmm. done. But also I still put myself first, like, right. So I prioritize myself. Like,
you were prioritizing yourself. You have, like, sure. What else are you gonna choose? Something else? Like, you don't have anything else that's really like under your watch and care, or like you're not tied to anybody. So like,
well, right, you know, like, you know, people who are like in relationships, they will always prioritize like the person they're dating and then themselves. So like.
And I feel like that looks different from male to female, because I feel like guys tend to be very focused
about to
on
get something else.
No, but oh, you're right. Oh God,
he was about to go there.
I love conversation.
He was ready for that.
I was too ready. Crap! I wish I could go there. Okay.
She's contemplating.
But let me just say it real quick, because I feel like in relationships there's always one it seems to be too often that maybe I'm generalizing, but in a relationship, a male and female relationship, or, you know, that relationship, the man tends to be more focused on his goals and things like that, typically from what I've seen. And sometimes when the woman comes along, she be kind of, to me, what I've seen, women become more consumed in the relationship than with the person following the man, and kind of like, you know what I mean? And
kind of putting their ideas and goals on the back burner.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's absolutely true, though. Like, men, we are very self-preservation. We're very, like, focused on what we're doing. And I kind of wish that women would take that same concept, because if you can't be more protective of your own space, love, and energy, how you gonna give it to somebody else?
I mean, facts.
I know society, like, tells y'all, like, oh, you know, you're supposed to care, but no, fuck that. Like, care for yourself.
Exactly.
And give the whatever attention is left after.
And I also feel like men always are, you know, even, you know, I feel like essentially men are supposed to be like a provider for a family. And I feel like if a man hasn't reached that goal to where he can provide for himself and a family, he's not gonna stop until he gets there for his woman, even if the woman that he's with is not for her, but in generally he's gonna go until he gets there. And I agree, like, women should do the same thing.
But it's interesting that you say that, because it's so funny that some men can preach that they want a woman who got her own this and this and that, but what that really looks like in reality, when woman really has it her own and she doesn't depend on a man for the things that have been in the, like, in the past, some men have like an ego, like they need their ego stroked, and it's like they're like, oh, like, you got it, and I can't, like, it's all like in some situations it's like control, like they want to control.
There was this other girl from Chicago that I know through Ty, and her name is Diamond. She wrote in this blog, which I thought I had to look at myself when I read it. She's like, men, we tie our self-worth to the money that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that makes so much sense, because like, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I'm the same way. Like, I want a woman who, you know, got her own and strong and all that. But then sometimes when I'm dating a woman and she actually has that, I'm like, damn, I don't have that. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me feel like less, because my job as a man is to, again, protect, provide, do all of that. So it's kind of like it makes a man feel like my self-worth is that dollar. If I can't protect and provide for my woman, like, you know, my woman wants to go and get a Louis Vuitton bag, if I can't do that for her, like, what am that's I outrageous. Here for? Yeah, I mean, that's just
but it's reality.
But that's just like a, yeah. But yeah. That, I mean, that's what, because I had a friend, and he was dating this girl, and they've been dating for like 8 years, and I was like, oh, do you plan on, you know, proposing to her soon? You know, just talking to him, and he was like, no, he was like, not right now. You know, I want to get to the point where I can afford her, and she's like one of those girls who she likes to dress nice, she likes to go out, she likes to eat. You know, not to say that's a bad thing or anything, but he just knows what kind of woman she is, and he wants to be able to provide for her and do all those things that she enjoys. You know, and he was like, no, like, I'm just, you know, basically saying like, I'm just trying to get to where I am, where I can provide for her, and you know. So
I respect that.
So interesting, though. It's so tough, interesting. It's kind of like
you'll always see another dude who got like more money, and you like, why is she with me again? Oh,
then it's, know, like, but I'm not with you for your. And then the women were like, well, some women. Like, I'm not with you for your money. I'm with you because of who you are. You know what I mean? Like, money does not equate to happiness. It does not equate to self-worth. It does not
I feel like any woman, and they see their man grinding to some purpose, higher goal, or I feel like any woman's going to cling to that because she knows she has a strong man. Like, I mean, there are some women who are like, no, I need my man to have it now. But there is a lot of women. If she really down for you, like, and, you know, why would she go for a man who's already...
I got so many more things to talk about now. Oh my god, like, oh, my brain's just going off over here. Because these are valid points. But in today's society, oh, never mind.
Today's society. She wants to give us well, the right.
Because, you know, there are women who, for some people, it seems like guys go after the girls who are like, oh, yeah, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, versus the girls who are like, just cool, like, I'm not with you for your money type thing. I'm chilling. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
You talking about like the guys go after like the trophy women?
Concept? Yeah, versus like someone who's down no matter what type thing.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really know where I was going like, with that, but
to me, that one like kind of connects with like who the dude is. Like, mm-hmm. Of course, if you got a guy who's not looking to settle down, he gonna go for the trophy girl. He gonna go for the girl mm-hmm. who just like looks good, fulfills her purpose for him. You know, and
to stay in there,
right? But if mm-hmm. if it's like a guy who's like looking for something solid,
mm-hmm.
there's like, because I have a concept on that too. Men, we choose women who are terrible for us, just like women choose men who are terrible for them.
Ah!
We do that too. A lot of men.
Denisha sound like she chose a lot of terrible.
No, but
it's true. But she the way she
we do that.
Like she had church.
We do that in a way, but we don't really talk about it because you know we not that open about it. We like, okay, you know, I took an L today. I picked the wrong girl. It's cool.
Today,
you know, but. Y'all come for, you know, y'all gonna be on Twitter. Niggas ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get that comment.
We get bitches ain't shit now too.
It is true.
Right? They subtweet it. Right. Ours be saying niggas ain't shit and be like, you ain't even over top of it.
That's real. They really do. Oh my god. It's so funny. Man. Well, that's something that needs to be talked about because I don't know. I feel like,
I always talk about that.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's different because women and men, we choose partners differently. Like women, sometimes women, and I should speak for myself. Sometimes women, we have our eye on a person in particular, and then we're like, that's the person that typically, sometimes that I like want, or you put you give them priority. Versus mm-hmm. sometimes men, they're like, shit, I got options. Like, which one? Whoever I'm.
When I took psychology, we talked about what kind of women men go for and what kind of men women go for. And he was saying, like, my teacher, he was talking about how women, we go for security, whatever that may look like, whether it looks like he can, you know, give us good kids, whether it looks like he could be a good dad, whether it looks like he has a good job. Like, we always kind of like look for that security. And then for like, men, I think they look at like we looked at a five different women with five different body types, and that's kind of like how he was saying like how men kind of choose their women, and then they kind of go for, can she do this and this? But like I think men kind of go for like body types, but that's what was talked about in psychology.
Yeah, we're visual,
very visual.
That's yeah, so like we like women, like there's so many women going after men who look completely disgusting, but because they have money.
Kodak Black.
My point exactly. Yeah. But because he has money, there's so many women going for like, we don't even care what he looks like anymore. Like,
I do.
And that's so sad. I mean, I do. I can't.
First, I care what you look like, and then I like the person, your personality. Though.
Like, even if I'm like trying to vibe with somebody, and if I like look at you and I'm just like, this ain't it, then it just ain't it.
It's true,
and I'm not even about to do it.
My biggest thing is like how you talk. Like if your vernacular is just like all over the place, you got a lot of slang going on. Like I don't, you know, you can't make complete sentences.
Who the hell do you?
It's just. I'm just thinking. Like I'm just saying. Like you know. Like. Huh? I mean, imagine me like dating Kodak Black, and I can't understand a goddamn word he's saying. You know, like
could if you date can't even complete.
I actually like his songs, but no, he's not very attractive to me.
I'm talking about his voice.
Oh, I love his voice.
Okay,
but I don't know what he's talking about. I've heard one interview from him, but I can't really think about how he talks. But I like his songs.
Okay. Now, who's your celebrity like music crush or girl crush?
I would say Rihanna. That's too typical.
Ooh, that's too typical.
Like, everybody likes Rihanna.
What is yours? Is yours Rihanna?
Or was it Rihanna? That's
so typical?
Yeah, no, I said I would say Rihanna, but that's typical.
I mean, if that's your crush, give us the reason why.
I know who my
okay,
my celebrity crush is. Did anybody see Barbershop 3?
Yes.
Okay. That girl, Margot Bingham, the one black girl with the braids.
The one that was always against stuff.
She ended up with the nerdy dude.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So damn fine.
Yeah, I gotta look at a Barbershop 3.
Yeah, was she eclectic?
Yeah. And then I even follow her on Instagram. And I was
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Because
she's also in She's Gotta Have It, too, the Netflix series.
Really?
Yeah, she's... she's the main actor's best friend, I think.
Oh, now I gotta go back and watch it now.
I know.
I can't even remember. I
almost forgot about that. Yeah, she had that role too. But yeah, that's
why. What's her name? I'm looking at
her name. Her name is I think it's Margot Bingham or something.
Oh, yep, I see her.
Yeah.
Margot
Bingham. I'm gonna look at her. M-A, like Margot.
She's in Gotta Have It.
Bingham.
She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah, she is really pretty, but I've never seen. Oh, I'm gonna have to go back and watch it because I don't remember. She was in Barbershop 3. She had the braids. Yep. She looked different from what I thought. Okay, yeah. Okay. What was I about to say next? I've been losing track of what I'm about to say. Okay, so, I mean, I guess what we're originally saying is that, you know, whatever elevation looks like to you.
That was a terrible segue.
I know. Well, I'm going to say this. I was being funny because we literally be going all off the board. Like, but in our defense, let me say this: conversations naturally happen like that, and it's all fun. Okay, it's all fun. But yes, does anyone have any tips that you all use to elevate into your higher self or your higher purpose that you would like to share with our?
I read.
You do read.
I had a dream the other day. Well, not the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago. And in the dream, so backstory. When I sleep, I get a lot of visions in my dream. Mm-hmm. So like any ideas that I come up with or anything, like if I care about something, I'll like, if it's heavy on my heart or like in general, like I'll think of ideas for it in my dream, or I'll think about like anything in my dream. And so in my dream, I was thinking, like, I need to read more books. Like, it literally, all it said was, you need to read more. Knowledge is power. It was so weird because everybody knows knowledge is power. So, but in my dream, it said that. And I woke up and I was like, okay, something tells me I need to read more. So now I'm reading again. I always read, but I've been lazy about it. So, like, I've been reading again. And I feel like that helps me, like, elevate because, you know, you're always, you learn more. You know, knowledge is power, so I don't have to break that down anymore. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of like my tip for me.
Okay.
Be more aware, be woke, be aware, be knowledgeable. That's a good one. I'll have to agree with you, Vari. Just being like aware and trying to, I say seek information because it's good to be in the know and not like, who, this one just me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to like go right away from the mic, and y'all still heard it.
It's cool. It's okay. Bless you.
Right. It's not like we still human. No. I just didn't want a whole band playing in the background, bang bang in the flame flame. I'm saying. Does anybody else want to share some tips that you would say that work for you?
I say writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess I'm like a visual person when it comes to like, you know how people say like speak it, like if I write it down, then that's like me speaking it, I guess. Yeah.
You need to say it out loud.
I need to say it out loud. Well, I already talked to myself. I don't want to keep talking to myself. I'm trying to stop.
I don't know. When I go to work, I work on commission. So whenever I'm like talking to my like coworker, I'm like, I need to make $2,000 today. And I'll say it to them. And next thing you know, I make $2,000 and I go home.
Tell people what your goals and stuff are. Like,
I mean, it's not a goal. I mean, it's a goal for everybody. But if I say it out loud, like, yeah, this is where I'm at. I need to make $2,000. And the next thing you know, I get like a sale that was $1,000. And I get a sale.
I mean,
like,
I do say it, but I'm saying like for myself.
And it just works.
This is what I do. Like, I need to write it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're like, wait. My tip would probably be like always be self-evaluating, and like don't wait for somebody else to tell you that you're wrong. Tell yourself that you're wrong first. It helps you. It helps you take accountability a lot faster.
Yeah.
But so you don't end up being like, oh, my life is this way because this other person. You can be like, no, this is because of me. This is how I'm going to change it. And this is how I'm going to move forward. And to me, that's like been the best thing that I've ever done. Being able to say, I'm in the wrong. Let me just move differently next time.
And everything ain't for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For like, are y'all okay to close it out? Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anything anybody else want to talk about before we go?
Just go ahead and shout out your handles again.
Yeah, one more time.
People can follow you.
Handles are Instagram and Twitter and YouTube, pretty much all of them. If you type in Dom Giovanni, DOMGIAVONNI. You'll be able to find all of my stuff. And that includes music platforms and everything.
Okay. And make sure you follow us all on our social media at The Kick Podcast on IG, on Twitter. Make sure you email us at thekickpodcast@gmail.com. I did want to make an announcement to you all that we are going to actually be taking a whole month break. Kind of like the end of season one or so, if you will. Just so we can take a break and kind of come back more refreshed for you all. But in the meantime, we definitely want to stay connected with you all. So make sure you all get connected on our social media. Email us, write us, follow us on social, comment on the pictures, DM
catch
us, whatever.
Catch up on the cake if you haven't already.
Please catch up.
Caught up on all the
what are you doing if you haven't caught up? What'd you say?
I said press that subscribe button.
I said subscribe, share it.
Oh, Dom, before you go.
Yeah.
You have to like do a whole little the cake little shout out thing. You know, that's gonna be new for all of our guests now.
Cake shout out. Like
what?
Like be like, hey, don't forget to you know,
just be like, and you're listening to the cake right now, you know, give you a whole little spin on like if you know, you ever been on the radio to be like, you know, type something like that, you know, so your whole little spin on the cake, if you will.
Okay, you just want me to like come out with it? Just...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Okay.
Do you?
All right. My name is Dom Giovanni, and you are listening to The Cake. Make sure you get your slice.
Hey. That was smooth with it. Okay. I'll see you smooth with it. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. We've had such a great first
season,
I guess. I feel weird calling it seasons. We should get a word that goes with like cake or something like that.
A cake is a whole, and then the slice is a slice of the cake. So
maybe like
we had a good party.
We're gonna have
good
another
party.
Cake. I'm confused.
She said we're gonna have another cake.
Basically, we're gonna have another cake.
So season two, you're gonna find out what we come up with.
Yeah, we're gonna find out what we come up with. But okay, in the meantime, thank you all for always supporting us and staying tuned and locked in with us. And we will see you next whatever word we come up with.
Next season. Just say we're not gonna say season.
We'll have a different flavor of cake. Let us know which one y'all want. This time it was confetti. All right, y'all. Thank you. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Hey. The style is varied, the flow is carried. I'm versatile. Eclectic. I'm a nigga with select and distinct taste. Yeah, best music, yeah. Best wine, and the best rate. Best you can learn a thing or two on my best day. Yeah, swear as fuck, yeah. Everybody get the best pay. Got the plugs where I need them in the best place. Ooh, this girl got the best ass and the best face. She like to dance and she like it when my sweat's gray. I said I'm trying to bend you over in the best way. I'm in the mold and I dress in the best style. Neiman Marcus, Bad Pill in the best style. Best class and I don't mean university. In the state of best peace, you can't burden me. Best tear and a nigga catch the best fade. And if that boy talking shit, he catch the best fade. Yeah. A businessman and we looking for the best deal. A hungry man, so we looking for the best meal. Ah, said that I was gonna say some. Take it from a whole lot none. Versatile with infinities. Scratching off all the enemies. Said that I was gonna say some. I took it from a whole lot none. Versatile with infinities. Scratching off all the enemies. Seven flow, man, I'm cut from a different cloth. Your failures gon' dig deep, that's a different fault. Dinner overlooking seas, that's a different spot. Your girl got bullet wounds, that's a different thigh. Yeah, I talk a lot of shit, that's a different petty. I can back a lot of shot, that's a different wetty. No tour shit when I'm vibing in a different city. I dive all in the culture, that's a different gritty. Army jeans, man, I'm looking for a different wave. And hit the hood for some wings, it's a different day. All my niggas been solid, that's different loyalty. All the homies been kings, that's different royalty. We been cooking up a lot, that's different boiling. Want my kids rich and health, that's different swallowing. Yeah. That's crazy when you think about the verse style. Man, welcome to Eclectic and it's worthwhile. Said that I was gonna say some. Say some. Take it from a whole lot none. Versatile with infinities. Scratching off all the enemies. Said that I was gonna say some. Say some. I took it from a whole lot none. I'm versatile with infinities. Scratching off all the enemies. Yeah. I'm in a new zone, the music is wild. Eclectic.